It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Groles Golf ended up in third place yesterday at the Class AA State Tournament at the Cattail Crossing Golf Course in Watertown. The Colonel shot 58 over par over the 2 days. They finished behind the state champion Aberdeen Central. The Golden Eagles were 27 over par. Runner-up O'Gorman, they were 23 shots back. Mitchell played very well. They featured four golfers inside the top 17. Matty Childs led the way with a ninth place finish at 12 over par. London Hayek was in 10th, 14 over. And Mia Larson and Brinley Sabres both tied for 13th. And Anna Eliasson, she was 17th overall. Aberdeen, though, just too good throughout the season. They claimed the team title. They placed four golfers in the top 13, led by individual champion Olivia Braun, who shot an even par 144. Palos City, a post 18 baseball for Mitchell, opened up its season last night with a doubleheader split at Watertown. Palos City would win the first game 8-4 before losing game 2 6-3. Palos City scored all 8 of its runs in that first game in the 5th inning. Tyler Christensen got the victory, throwing all 7 innings, allowing 4 runs. Palos City post 18 baseball. Back up north again today. They'll be in Aberdeen tonight for another doubleheader. That starts at 5 o'clock. Bon Homme captured the Class B Boys State Golf Championship yesterday in Brookings, rallying into first place to earn the school's first ever Boys Golf State Championship. Bon Homme finished at 40 over par. They were 6 strokes ahead of runner-up Phillip. The Wessington Springs boys finished 5th overall at 50 over par after they entered the final round just 3 strokes off the lead. J.D. Thompson led the way for Wessington Springs. He finished 5th overall with an 8 over par 152. Hamlin's Aiden Abraham, he won the individual state title as he finished 2 over par over the 2 days. Also in Brookings yesterday, it was the Class B Girls State Golf Championship. It was Bryn Rorick of Clark Willow Lake winning her third consecutive state championship. She finished at 3 under par, 141 over the 2 days. Rorick also led Clark Willow Lake to a team championship as they defeated second place Del Rapids St. Mary. And in the Class A Girls State Golf Championship, it was Dakota Valley's Katie Bettsworth winning her second state title in 3 years. That took place yesterday in North Sioux City. She finished 6 under par over the 2 rounds, shot a 66 yesterday to defeat Caitlin Strain of St. Thomas More by 1 stroke. St. Thomas More, they would win the team title with Dakota Valley finishing second, 16 shots back. Dakota Wesleyan softball coach Stephen Oswald Jr. stepping down after just 1 season following a record-setting year for the Tigers. Oswald led Wesleyan to a 35-17 record this past spring, the most wins in school history, and led the team to a GPAC tournament appearance. Oswald is leaving the program but has not yet announced his next move, saying he's considering whether to continue coaching or pursue other opportunities. Dakota Wesleyan has begun a search for its next head softball coach, now for the 2nd straight offseason. We've got more sports online all the time at KORNRadio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.